Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Talk 1370 studios, you're listening to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Hear about the business risks in Travis County with Justice Scott Field.
As a fiduciary, Blackburn is required to work in your best interest, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I'm a fiduciary financial planner. I'm owner of Capstar Financial. And what is a fiduciary? A fiduciary means that I have to operate in your best interest always. So today is a very special show. If you've been listening to me for over 5 years, you know that I'm trying to give you good information to protect your family in all aspects of financial planning, retirement planning, healthcare planning, estate planning. Well, today I have an honored guest, Justice Scott Field. And the reason why he's on this show, number one, he's up for re-election. And number two, I wanted him to speak to the business risk that happens right here in our community in Austin, Texas. With him being in re-election mode, there's a lot that he has to say of why we want to keep the volatility down and we want to keep business risk down. As you know, Austin is booming. And Scott's here. I want to really introduce you. Tell us a little bit about you and what it is that you're doing to really keep business risk down.
Thank you, Suzette. Thank you for having me today. About me personally, I've been here in Austin for over 20 years, about 25 years now. It's hard to believe. We've seen a lot of changes in the Austin community since been here. I have my wife is a school teacher in Leander ISD, and we have three sons who are 22 and 20 and 17.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And so she is greatly outnumbered at our house. And I've been on the Court of Appeals now for 6 years. This is the end of my first term and seeking re-election. Thank you for having me.
I love it. I love it. Well, you handle a lot of behind-the-scenes things that happen that we as business people and people that are growing our businesses don't know. And keeping volatility down is really a big deal. So tell us about the court system here in Texas. What is that? What exactly? How does that benefit us, especially with you being on the bench?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the court system's something that people don't know a whole lot about, and they really don't have a reason to normally unless they're involved in it. And it's something I always tell friends. I'm like, you know, visiting the oncologist, you never want to come see me. Right. You don't want to be involved in the court system.
Right.
And the court system affects people's daily lives a lot more than elected officials that honestly are more at the tip of people's tongues. You know, their state legislators or their governor or whatever. The court system, our decisions affect people's daily lives all the time. Our court, for example, we issue 1,000 opinions a year.
1,000 opinions.
1,000 opinions a year, or just short of 1,000 opinions a year. And those can range anywhere from rulemaking by a state agency that affects everyone in the state of Texas, mm-hmm, to someone's divorce, to someone's business dispute, to a criminal matter. So the chances of one of our decisions touching someone in their daily lives is really high because we hit everything. And really what people want from judges, I think, in the business community and in their individual lives is predictability. And the nice thing about stability in our court system and keeping judges on the bench that have been there and that are experienced is that you have predictability. Lawyers can advise their clients which steps to take in a particular case or perhaps in their planning for their business or for their finances for that matter. And also those who feel aggrieved and need to pursue something in the court system, they can also predict, mm-hmm, how things are going to go when they reach that court system. On the other hand, if we have kind of fruit basket turnover in the court system and we're changing judges every few years, there's no predictability.
Right.
No one really knows what's coming. And so that's really what I talk to people a lot about, is just that predictability in the court system and how valuable it is.
So with there's so many of you that are up for reelection that are conservatives, and if there is, like you talked about, the fruit basket turnover, how does that upset the apple cart? What happens in the volatility of our business culture, or even these thousand opinions that you make? What happens then?
Well, so we have four of us out of the six. We're six justices on our court. And four of us out of the six are up. One of our colleagues is not running for reelection. So there is automatically going to be one new judge mm-hmm. on our Court of Appeals. We decide cases in panels of three judges at a time. So we'll have one new judge. The other three of us that are up have a great deal of experience. We've now seen a lot of different types of cases coming through. We really strive at our court to maintain consistency. Mm-hmm. We read every opinion that anyone drafts at our court to make sure it's consistent with our other opinions.
Got it.
So there's this history. There's this body of case law that lawyers and business people, to the extent they're interested, can look at and find a similar controversy to something they've got going on, or a similar issue that they're trying to plan for. And generally, they can find the answer. Now, if those same judges aren't there, mm-hmm. who've written those opinions and who have really tried to maintain consistency, there's really no way to predict what's going to happen. And that's not to mention the learning curve that a new judge brings to the court. I can speak to that. When I first got to the court, I had 25 years of experience mm-hmm. in complex commercial litigation, but there's still a learning curve. That first year yeah. is like drinking from a fire hose.
Oh, so, I bet.
So you know, folks in the electorate should really value that consistency and that experience.
So tell us a little bit about the type of cases your court specifically sees.
So because we sit in Austin, we hear more civil cases than we do criminal cases.
Okay.
And that's unusual. There are 14 courts of appeals in the state of Texas, and we are one of the few, really just a handful, that hear more civil than criminal, and we hear the highest percentage of civil versus any other court of appeals, meaning business-type cases.
Right.
Really anything that's not, for those who don't know the legal system who are listening, anything that's not criminal,
right?
Basically that's how I think about it to simplify it, anything that's not criminal is civil.
Mm-hmm.
So we also, because we have Travis County in our district, we have 24 counties.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that happens in Central Texas comes to us.
Wow. Okay.
And because Travis County is right in the middle of those 24 counties,
right.
and the state government is here, anytime there is a dispute involving state government, almost 100% of the time, that case is going to be brought in Travis County. So a lot of times we're dealing with issues relating to state agencies that have statewide effect. For example, we just heard a case a few weeks ago that's whether the utility that built a power plant up in Texarkana followed all the rules in doing so, and what are the utility rates going to be for the next 25 years for Northeast Texas. It's kind of odd because we're in yeah. Austin and mm-hmm. we're deciding a case for Texarkana, but that's our court has statewide scope in addition to just Central Texas.
So I want to ask you a really important question. I think our listeners will really want to know about why the business community specifically benefits from having a good qualified judge like you on the bench. Just give an example of what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's that predictability. I keep coming back to that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's predictability and experience that lends itself to predictability. Some of it, too, is just knowing you have a judge in place that understands his or her role.
Mm-hmm.
The role of a judge, you have to be bold in making your decisions, but you have to be humble enough to understand your place in the system. You know, we're not there to make policy. We're not there to decide what's best for the state of Texas. We're there to apply the law the legislature gives us. And when we see an agency, for example, or perhaps the city of Austin, going outside the bounds of its jurisdiction, that's where we come in. And we bring... In fact, I'd like to talk, if we have time today, a little bit about a case involving the city of Austin. I think property owners will recognize and remember. It shows kind of the role of our court.
I love that. Okay, well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more with Justice Scott Field, He's up for re-election. With that said, I'm Suzette Blackburn. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Blackburn, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that the storms we face in life can be the most damaging in retirement? Think about it. When you're still working and a major event hits, like medical, home repairs, or a stock market downturn, you just go back to work to pay for it. But when you're retired, the money you've saved needs to last the rest of your life and pay for all the unforeseen storms. At Capstar Financial, we believe in what we call shaking the tree. To make sure your retirement plan can weather any storm, let us help you find where the gaps may be in your plan. Call Capstar Financial today for your Shake the Tree assessment at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered by Global Financial Private Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I'm owner of Capstar Financial, and we have a fantastic guest here today. If you've been listening to the first segment, you certainly don't want to miss this next segment. Justice Scott Field is talking to us specifically about Central Texas business risk. As you know, with financial planning, there's all types of risks. There's healthcare risk, market risk, volatility, and the volatility of our local business sector in Texas is very important to our financial planning. So with him on here, I wanted to really give him a chance to talk specifically about examples of past cases that impact us as business owners, as investors here in Texas. So you were talking right at the break on a case that you wanted to share. And please do, on how that affects us as business owners.
A few years ago, a case came to us that a lot of people may have read about when it was going on. The city of Austin actually sued the Travis County Appraisal District, seeking to challenge its valuation of commercial properties throughout the entire city of Austin. They said that the valuations were too low, and therefore they couldn't tax enough. And various commercial landowners intervened in the suit. It eventually came up to us on appeal. The trial court told the city of Austin it did not have the right to bring that suit because the city of Austin wasn't an affected property owner by those appraisals. And we ultimately held that the city of Austin had gone out of bounds in its pursuit of that suit. It hadn't exhausted its remedies that it needed to, first of all, but it also was going pursuing a suit about which it really didn't have a dog in the fight, so to speak.
Yeah.
Really, that was a landowner issue. If their property wasn't being valued properly, the landowner can go to the appraisal district and challenge it.
Yeah.
But for the city of Austin to just say sweepingly throughout the city, you haven't appraised things high enough, so we can't tax enough. That's something that every homeowner, every business owner, every commercial property owner should be concerned about. And that's the kind of thing we do on our court. A lot of times, the suits that get brought to us, the appeals that get brought to us, involve overreach by government into business interest or individual interest, and it's challenges by those businesses and individuals to keep government in line.
That's excellent. I mean, what you just said tells the story of why we need good judges in that aren't, you know, passing laws to increase government oversight. I love that. I really do. So specific examples like that, I think, help the business community in a great deal. Tell me about you personally. I know the listeners, they want to know about your background. They want to know about your family. Who is this guy that it's, you know, helping us to keep things very low volatility? Who are you?
Well, I'm a native Texan. Grew up right outside of College Station in a yellow blinking light called Welborn. My dad taught large animal veterinary medicine at A&M, and so grew up there and went to Texas A&M undergrad. Believe it or not, the first and only Aggie to ever serve on this court of appeals since 1892.
Wow.
And then went to UT Law School, so I've got the benefit of both of those sets of diplomas on the wall, so no one can be too angry with me in the Austin area. And my wife and I fell in love with Austin and we stayed. And I was fortunate enough to clerk at the Texas Supreme Court after law school and then got on with Baker Botts here in town, which is a large firm, and doing trial and appellate work, and then eventually formed my own firm and built it from scratch. And before I ran for office.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
So I understand, you know, the large firms, you know, we had almost 1,000 lawyers at Baker Botts, and also understand starting your own small business and trying to run it.
So you've been here and you've got family. Tell me about your family.
Family, I have my wife, of course. We were high school sweethearts, dated throughout college, and then got married, and been together 27 years now, almost 28. And then I have three boys. I shouldn't call them boys anymore. one is 22. He just graduated from Texas A&M, and he's going to dental school at the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio. And then I have a 20-year-old who is a sophomore at Arizona State, journalism major. And then I have a soon-to-be high school junior who's 16 at Vandergriff High School here in Austin.
That's a lot of hard work.
It
a
is.
A lot of hard
it
work.
It is.
Parenting, a lot of traveling.
Yeah, parenting, it's the hardest job out there, but it's so worth it.
Oh, it's so, I know you're proud. Well, thanks for sharing. So tell us a little bit about this election, because I know you really, it's not, you can't be political per se, right?
No, it's an interesting thing in Texas. Judges are elected on a partisan ballot. But we can't go around campaigning on issues. We can't talk about, you know, our beliefs on certain issues that might come before us, right? Because almost anything you can think of could potentially come before you
right.
as a judge. So we can talk about, you know, our experience, our background, our judicial philosophies, but we really can't be political, or at least we're not supposed to be. And, you know, in some ways, I think that's the right way anyway. I don't think judges, people should have confidence that their judges aren't being political from the bench. And that's important to me, and it's important, I think, to others that serve with me, to make sure that the public has confidence that we're not sitting up there as a political body. We're deciding cases as they come to us based on the law that's in place.
Well, tell me why you left private practice.
Well, I think my wife and kids wonder that sometimes, too. Every time a college tuition bill comes in, I think my wife wonders why I left private practice. The you know, you miss the income, but it's an opportunity to serve. Which I always wanted to do, that ran through my family tree, a lot of public service. And I'd always wanted to, at some point, give back of my time and talents to serve the public. And I had mentors early on in my practice. I was at Baker Botts, and I worked under a couple of former appellate judges.
Oh, neat.
And they started talking to me about one day. They said, look, your talents and your temperament and everything else lend itself to doing this. And so when the opportunity came up in 2012, I took it and ran, and I love my job. I love doing it. It's a mentally taxing job. It can be stressful. We have really big decisions to make, but I enjoy it, and I'm confident I'm where I need to be.
Well, I appreciate your service. I really do.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed getting to know you. It's
Same
been
here.
Wonderful. So Justice Field is, again, going, he's on election ballot, not, you know, a nonpartisan election ballot. And if you'd like to get involved, what do you suggest?
Well, so the election is November 6th, Tuesday, November 6th, with every other election that'll be happening in the state of Texas at that point. Go, you know, encourage your friends to really learn about the judges who are on the ballot. One way you can do that is texasjudges.org.
Okay.
It's a nonpartisan just information site on judges around the state of Texas, and really learn about the judges, and then talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors about if you have a judge and you think they're doing a good job, tell them, hey, I know this person. I think they're doing a great job. I'm going to vote for them. I hope you will too. That's how we get the word out, really. And so that's the best way they can help. And if they want to go to my website, it's justicescottfield.com.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Well, again, Justice Scott Field is here with me today. And if you want to get involved, tell them your website again just so they can read about you.
JusticeScottField.com.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Financial Wise Radio. We want to make sure that all of our listeners know that we want low volatility. So you have done a great job of keeping the politics, I should say, out of the bench. Is that right?
That's right. That's what we try to do. Thank you, Suzette, for having me.
Okay, we appreciate it. Now, stay tuned. The next segment, I'm going to talk about events that we're doing with Capstar Financial and Financial Wise Radio. We've got a power hour coming up. I want to highlight on the dates and the times. So stay tuned. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
This is Your Retirement Minute with Suzette Blackburn, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that 1 in 4 people will live to be 90? Think about that. If you plan on retiring between the ages of 62 and 65, that's 25 to 30 years without a paycheck. Is your money going to last that long? At Capstar Financial, our team will organize your money for tax-efficient income and the possibility of a long life. We call it Which Account When, because retirement is more than just the act of retiring. It's knowing which account to grow for later, which account gives you the best tax advantages, and when to take Social Security. So if you haven't had the Which Account When discussion with your financial professional, call us today at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Investment advisory services offered by Global Financial Private Capital, LLC.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial. Our phone number is 512-215-9030. And we're trying to give you the best content possible on this radio station. This last, oh my gosh, it was just so wonderful to hear from Justice Scott Field. He gave us a real, just a wonderful approach to what he's trying to do. And I hope all of us will vote. No matter what you vote, I don't care. I just want to give you an opportunity to get to know some of these people that are running for re-election. Now, we have some game changer events coming up in the retirement space. I want you to join us. As you know, I've been doing my gig at Concordia University now for, golly, I want to say 4 years, and we will be having that coming around the corner. I just got through teaching for the Austin Teachers Retirement Association, and that's going to be coming up. But Retirement Elevated will be often at Triumphant Love Lutheran Church. It's a deep dive into key topics. That's June 7th from 11 a.m. to 3, and then August, we have our power workshops. If you'll come into the office, I'm going to buy you lunch, a glass of iced tea, a cookie, and a sandwich, and really just kind of deep dive into all topics retirement. So we're going to talk about income planning, life planning, investments, clearly, taxes. You know, with this new tax, if you've been listening to my station at all, you know my whole focus this first quarter was tax mitigation. We've been given a gift, folks. It's only going to last probably the next 4 to 6 years on being able to design your retirement with tax-free income in mind. If you're working with me, my goodness, the government is waiting for you at retirement. Many of you all have structural risks that need to be fixed. You're pumping money like crazy into your 401ks, 403Bs, and you've got to redesign that. You've got to have some tax-free income planning. So that's what we're going to talk about at that power workshop. That is Tuesday, August 7th from 12 to 1 over lunch at 6500 River Place Boulevard. Now, if you'll call my office, Tammy's on tap to take your call and be able to get you signed up for that. We have limited seating, clearly. The number there is 512-215-9030. And we turn around and in September, we're going to do the same thing. It may be too soon, but many of you guys are traveling. So I wanted to highlight also September. That's the 11th, Tuesday, September 11th. That will be from 12 to 1 over lunch, 6500 River Place. Call my office again, 512-215-9030. Now, if you want to re-listen to many of the segments that I have on tax mitigation, income planning, and how to put together a good plan. And then, as you know, I shake it a lot by saying, what if someone gets sick? What if there's a death between you as couples? What if market crash. I mean, we don't even talk about that anymore. But what if there's a major downturn? Those are things that we've got to plan for and make sure that we really take a look at. How do you have your structure set? Do you have some things protected, some things at high risk, some things as income producing, all different things? Diversification is the answer for a lot of the problems that I see. And many of you, believe it or not, are not diversified at all. You're in high risk mutual funds, and all the funds are doing exactly the same thing. You've heard me say that over and over on the show, but go to my website, capstarfinancial.com. That's capstarfinancial.com. Our phone number again is 512-215-9030. All of our events are highlighted on the site. Everything that you need to know, retirement is there. That's the focus of our firm, so you can protect your family and have good information to live a peaceful and carefree retirement life. That's what we're all about here. So listen to us. We're here on Saturdays and Sundays and through the week. And again, remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn.
Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Neither Global Financial Private Capital nor GF Investment Services LLC offers tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Global Financial Private Capital has no affiliation with the news agencies here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products offered through Capstar Financial LLC. Fixed insurances and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. Global Financial Private Capital LLC and Capstar Financial LLC are unaffiliated companies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.